Washington State budgeted $20 million this year on one assumption, that it would be enough to pay for long-term nursing care for 300 people. The state ran the actual enrollment numbers. The fund will cover 173. That's not a rounding error. That's a caseload estimate nearly double reality, arriving right as a federal law is about to cut off Medicaid for thousands of the very people this fund exists to catch. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, a state budget line that couldn't survive contact with fourth grade division, a federal Medicaid cutoff arriving on October 1st, and the six jurisdiction $1.35 billion pattern this one small Washington program turns out to fit inside. Here's what actually happened in Olympia. This year's legislative session created a new program called State-Funded Long-Term Care for Non-Citizens, run day-to-day by the Department of Social and Health Services, DSHS. It pays for nursing home care and in-home caregiving for people who would otherwise qualify for Medicaid-funded long-term care, except that their immigration status disqualifies them. Lawmakers wrote a $20 million line item into the budget. The planning assumption behind that number was roughly 300 enrollees in the current fiscal year, climbing toward 1,200 people and around $100 million a year once the next two-year budget cycle begins. DSHS has now done the actual enrollment math. It isn't 300. It's 173. Divide $20 million by 173 people, and you get roughly $115,600 per enrollee per year. Worth sitting with that number for a second, because it isn't evidence of theft. It's actually right in line with what skilled nursing and long-term care cost nationally, commonly $100,000 to $150,000 a year or more. The money isn't missing. The arithmetic was. State Representative Nicole Macri, Democrat of Seattle, said the quiet part out loud. $20 million simply does not stretch to a 300-person caseload, and closing that gap means finding more money somewhere else. She's asked Governor Bob Ferguson, Democrat of Washington, to help find it before the shortfall turns into an outright enrollment freeze. According to reporting from KUOW and Breitbart, which both broke out the same enrollment figures, Ferguson's office has not announced additional funding and has not responded publicly on the record. So, a program built to protect a vulnerable population from a coming federal cutoff already can't cover the caseload its own sponsors advertised, before that federal cutoff has even arrived. That timing is not a coincidence. It's the second act of this story, the deadline this program was built to race against. A federal law called the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which President Trump signed on July 4, 2025, strips Medicaid eligibility from refugees, asylees, and several other non-citizen categories who currently qualify. That change takes effect October 1, 2026. According to the state's own Department of Social and Health Services, Washington officials project roughly 14,000 state Medicaid enrollees will lose coverage statewide once that cutoff lands, about 1,500 of them enrolled in long-term care specifically. That 1,500-person group is exactly the population the $20 million fund was designed to catch. The state is triaging what it can, roughly 100 people already receiving care inside nursing facilities get priority protection. Everyone else, the larger group receiving care at home, is more likely to simply lose coverage when the cutoff hits.
And here's the federal government's own level of preparation for a change this size. Congress appropriated $1 million nationally for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, to implement it in fiscal year 2026. $1 million. against the tens of millions Washington alone is now spending and the hundreds of millions several states combined are spending to catch people the federal government's own law is about to drop. DSHS Secretary Angela Ramirez hasn't tried to soften what's coming. When this cut hits, she said, it's going to be harmful. The union that lobbied for the $20 million appropriation in the first place, representing Washington's home care and nursing home workers, known as SEIU 775, didn't soften it either. Secretary Treasurer Adam Glickman called the 173-person reality disappointing and frustrating. He was just as direct about what happens to the people the fund won't reach. The reality is people will get sicker. Washington is also running more than one of these programs at once. The Apple Health Expansion, a separate, older initiative through the state's health care authority, budgeted $150 million for its own two-year cycle. Capped enrollment at 13,000 people, watched more than 5,000 more pile up on a wait list, and closed enrollment entirely in December of 2025. Different agency, different budget, different population from the long-term care fund. But two state programs running at capacity while a federal deadline closes in tells you something about how tight this math already was before anyone missed a projection. Which brings us to the part of this story that's bigger than Washington. Six jurisdictions currently fund non-citizen health coverage with their own tax dollars: California, Colorado, Illinois, Oregon, Washington, and the District of Columbia. As Fox News and Como News both reported, a federal audit by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services found those six jurisdictions had, combined, $1.35 billion in federal Medicaid money improperly spent. California accounts for almost all of it, roughly $1.3 billion on its own. CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz didn't pull punches describing what his agency found in blue states generally, with Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat of California, squarely in frame. I began to realize that stealing money from Medicaid is not a flaw for a lot of states. It's a feature. They call it medicating it. Illinois improperly spent about $30 million. The state also cut its own non-citizen coverage program back in March of 2025. Oregon's improper spending came in much smaller, around $5,500,000. Small by comparison. Still not zero. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, sent investigation letters on September 3, 2025, to eight Democratic governors running these programs: Ferguson, Newsom, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, Tim Walz of Minnesota, Jared Polis of Colorado, Kathy Hochul of New York, Janet Mills of Maine, and Tina Kotek of Oregon. All Democrats. His letters cited a Congressional Budget Office, CBO, estimate that the federal government spent $16.2 billion nationally on Medicaid-funded emergency services for non-citizens during the Biden administration's first 3 years alone. The Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Press Secretary Emily Hilliard put the federal position plainly. Protecting Medicaid from waste, fraud, and abuse isn't optional. It's the law. Every dollar misspent on illegal healthcare spending is a dollar taken from vulnerable Americans. Here's where that leaves Washington. $20 million, budgeted for 300 people, will reach 173. Not because anyone stole it, but because Olympia's math was wrong by nearly half. That gap is opening right as a federal cutoff strips Medicaid from roughly 14,000 Washington residents on October 1st, including 1,500 people in long-term care. Representative Macri is asking the governor's office to find more money. The state's own health secretary and the union that lobbied for this fund both say, bluntly, that people are going to get sicker. and Washington isn't an outlier. It's one line item inside a six-jurisdiction, $1.35 billion federal finding that a Republican-led House committee is now investigating in eight Democratic state capitals at once. That's the story as the documents and the officials on the record tell it. For the full breakdown, the budget math, the federal audit figures, every quote in context, check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. If this show is useful to you, subscribe, and we'll see you next time.